Today, economist Carlos Ford argues that it is time public servants in Barbados got a pay increase after the 5% hike in 2018.
This year, inflation in Barbados is tracking at 8%. That follows a general increase in local prices of 3% last year, 3% in 2020, 4% in 2019, and 4% in 2018. Clearly, during the past 5 years, prices in Barbados have increased by a cumulative 23%. There are economists in Barbados who have claimed that there should be no public sector wage increases because it is unaffordable. One of the government's senior economic advisors has claimed that wage increases should only be granted when their productivity increases. The truth is, in Western democracies with liberalized economies, wage increases have long been justified on the basis of not just productivity increases, but also on the basis of inflation adjustments to compensate for increases in the cost of living. These factors contribute to real wages increasing over time or remaining constant. Of course, I accept that productivity is an important component. The problem is that in Barbados, there is a deficiency in adequately measuring productivity, especially in the public sector. How can we measure the productivity of members of the cabinet, or the bevy of advisors, consultants, special envoys, and ambassadors? I also accept that affordability is an important consideration in negotiations for wage increases. This is why I propose that the unions and the government should agree to a 5% increase in the wages for public sector employees without back pay. Anything less would be disingenuous. A double-digit increase would not be affordable at this time. 5% would be modest in the face of a 23% increase in the cost of living since the beginning of 2018. To address the affordability concerns, a 5% wage increase should only apply to workers that earn $7,000 a month or less. The unions and the government should agree that all other public sector workers should not be granted a wage increase at this time. This could cost the government no more than $22 million a year. Can the government afford it? Yes. You can think of it as the government returning to Bajans some of the inflation dividend caused by rising prices. The higher prices would have increased government revenue, especially revenue collected from indirect taxes like VAT, import duties, fuel taxes, etc. For the first 6 months of this financial year alone, government revenue has increased by $254 million. Some of that is due to the economic rebound, that is, higher output and productivity than last year. Some of it is due to what the central bank calls the inflation dividend. The government could also cut 3 ministers from its bloated cabinet, reduce the associated personal assistance, eliminate 2 of its high-priced consultants, cut 2 of its unnecessary special envoys and ambassadors at large, and trim its public affairs department and communications team with a view of creating fiscal space of about $2 million to offset the cost of negotiated wage increases. It is crucial for economic growth and economic well-being that workers are given a cushion to offset some of the erosion of their livelihoods caused by high inflation. It is now clear that many of the price increases we have seen over the past 2 years will not be reversed after the global cost of living crisis is resolved.
Economist Carlos Ford on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.